So,
shall we shove off, please?
Yes.
All right, before we do, I motion for Nadar to come with me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to head down the stairs, and I'm going to look, see how the coast is looking. Asim, good eyes. Watch our rear.
I'm going to look out the window.
That fucking sneaky motherfucker is, you know, sneaking up behind us.
He's quite sneaky.
And patting.
Wait. What floor are we on?
I heard that there were stairs.
You are second floor.
Second floor. Okay.
Up where the rooms are. The bottom floor is the tavern. Top floor is the...
That's what I figured. Okay.
You have a horse?
I traveled here via boat. Okay. I did have a horse, but it...
I understand.
It's okay. We'll... You and I will leave from here.
I tap the windowsill.
You do know, being that you've known the Viduni treasure their horses. And when you bring up, do you have a horse? And she gets really sad. You can only assume that her horse has been killed.
Aww.
I tell her I'm very sorry. I did not mean...
You did not know. It's fine.
Right.
Almost alcohol use.
I suspect whoever this is that was following her that I saw leave the tavern probably hasn't gone far. Once you leave, go as high as you can before you start making your way in our direction. Watch for us to exit. We're heading, we'll mount up the horses. And is there a trail that actually goes to Greensburg here, or are we going to have to get on a boat?
We don't have to get on a boat.
We came here by boat.
You can hoof it, it just takes longer.
Oh, that's right. We can hoof down the river.
Greensburg is downriver, or Rumber is downriver from Greensburg, and it is really hard to sail a boat upriver.
Yeah, so it's a lot faster one way than the other.
No, that's why I was making sure that there is a trail.
You don't know that there is very not often traveled road that runs kind of parallel to the river.
The only other option is going
on which we encountered those fucking trogs or sahagwin or whatever the shit.
The Kuotoa.
That's what it was.
They're delicious.
One of them fishy bastards.
Yeah.
You were accosted by Kuotoa. You knew no... I mean, any way you go, I mean, you're heading...
There's danger.
Face along.
This way, danger. That way, danger. Cross the ocean.
We're gonna,
probably danger.
We're going to find some drow, or we're going to find some fish people.
Right.
Or we're going to find something else.
Stay on alert. Full watches. The whole nine.
I wish I knew what this drow thing was. Is it like a drow?
No.
No, it's nothing like a drow.
It's exactly like a drow.
Drow is what they call is what they call each other when they're in fraternities.
What's up, drow?
What's up, drow? Give me a beer, drow.
Dude, drow's before hoes. God, that's awful.
Yes, it is.
We'll edit that up. Moving on.
Perhaps.
You don't edit any of my genius out.
Well, like I said, we'll edit that out.
Right. We'll keep the genius, but that's...
You don't censor me! This is art!
If it's not great or terrible, I'm taking it out.
All of my art is...
We've got dozens of people to entertain.
You've been in this campaign for a while. You know everything I do is terrible?
Yeah, I know. Wizards. With prismatic spray.
Underground.
Disguised as asshole merchants.
Underground with caves shitty items. Tentacles.
Yeah. You know, an artificer could have easily cast prismatic spray at you.
I don't know what that means.
Doesn't have to be a wizard. It's a 5.0 class. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's okay.
Okay, so you guys take off through the window. I'm watching.
Long time.
You guys, you come down. Once I see you're kind of up and clear, me and Nadar, do you want to go out the window and hop down into the alley there?
Yeah, I'll just slide down the wall.
Okay.
Make sure stealth check.
There are no footpads about waiting for this chick to come out of the window. Stealth of 22.
All right. You think you are on the notice. Make a perception check.
Looking about. 11.
11.
You believe you're on notice.
You don't see anybody out here.
Seems clear.
All right. And I will arm my shield.
Okay.
And I'll start making my day, make my way down the stairwell.
All right.
So I look forlornly at the turkey leg.
Eat it on the way!
I'll just bite
the whole thing off. You eat your own.
Crunch, crunch, crunch.
Just take a big bite.
You literally stick the whole thing in your leg, you're biting it off, bone and all, and you just...
No, it's like a cartoon. In it goes, and then it comes out
comes
clean.
Out clean
bone.
No. Oh, no, it's Dragonborn.
But then he eats the bone, too.
Yeah, then he eats the bone. It's fine.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Calcium.
All right, so you're waiting up there with Mirella. You went out the window to make sure the coast was clear. It looked pretty clear. You guys are going down the stairs.
Before you jump out, I tell you to give me a call if it's all
clear.
And
I'm ready. I am fucking alert at this point because if some motherfucker tries something,
make a perception check, please.
Who?
Nadar.
Not bad. Thor. 19.
Also 16. Strong. All right, both of you see about 8 people waiting in, like, alleys looking at the door.
Damn.
You recognize,
glad I went out the back.
You recognize some of them.
Carvers?
They're carvers.
Uh-oh!
None of them have weapons drawn, but they all have their hands on the hilt of their short swords and long swords and maces.
Do they see us?
Yes. I feel like they do. Because you didn't stealth. You just walked out the front.
Well, I mean, it's the front door.
She's got a higher perspective, though, so she sees what's going
on. The window you guys are... that she can see out of...
Yes, the opposite of the part of the building.
She can't see the front where you guys are.
So, was the window out the side or the back? In comparison to the front door?
Basically, there's a front, and the window was on this side.
Okay.
Into an alley that you slipped into.
Right. Because that might matter if all of a sudden we're doing combat. If I'm around a corner, I'm going to get there a whole bunch.
They're looking at you. They're just looking at you. But you guys see them. What did I say? There's about 8 of them?
No. Mm-hmm.
There's about 8 of them.
Just keep walking.
I put my hand on your chest. Hold on. Is the leader there?
Nope.
Is this something I can do for you, gentlemen?
You're basically
on the street. He shouts into the road.
You're basically on the street. There's a lot of people walking, including city guard and, like... thing. So they're looking at you, but it doesn't look like they're making a move. And they ignore your plea.
Okay, then let's go. We're leaving.
Okay.
Do I see this?
You're down an alley, so unless you go to the end of the alley and look.
Yeah, I mean, if I don't see anybody in the alley, then that's what I'm...
Right, you walk to the end of the alley and look. Make another stealth check, please.
I'm not leaving until I know it's safe.
Right on the other die. I need... All right.
Yeah, no, I did not make the call yet.
Changing. I'm going to the new die.
Don't blame me.
I've seen it roll 20s many times.
Yeah, I keep rolling great on that. My black die is not.
Still 22.
Okay. And I will basically start just kind of a focus chant, preparing myself that if I am attacked, I will cast a spell... In response.
Okay. So
not as my reaction, but as a readied action. I will have another reaction.
So where the Kraken's Pantry is it's not quite on Siren's Call Alley. It's kind of more towards the center of town. And where are you guys walking to?
Which way we're leaving?
Yeah,
from?
Whatever gate we're leaving.
I mean, it's not even nighttime. It's daytime. Still.
He gave you a call, right?
Did you ever make that call?
Once I got up to the front of the alley. Do I see all these waiting ne'er-do-wells?
Make a perception check.
14.
No.
Then yeah, I get the call.
Okay.
I will say, make an inside check. Actually, make that perception check with advantage because you do see Nadar and Half-Thor looking toward... They look like they're on high alert.
How about 21?
Yes, you do. You follow their gaze, and you see like about 8 fucking people, armed to the teeth, in leather and studded leather armor, looking straight at them too. They don't appear to see you.
Okay, I back into the alley, and give the not all clear call instead.
Okay.
Tuki tuki to kaka.
Yes.
I believe we have determined that that does not work.
make a sound like a wounded giraffe. What does that sound like?
We all know that the sign for trouble is you scream like a little girl.
Right.
No, that's the sign for me in trouble.
That's true.
That's the sign for Ember in trouble.
That's true.
Actually, now after that giant fight, now I have my
my we're fucked signal.
So Asim will stage whisper,
jump out the window.
Not fly.
I'll catch you.
I would not trust that one.
But I can fly.
Okay, do that.
She can just elevate her down on the broom.
Jesus Christ, are you serious right now?
I was gonna up and out. Or out and up, rather.
Don't go towards the front.
Alright. Goddamn. Mirella attempts to gracefully jump with an athletic check, but of course I rolled a goddamn one.
No.
My time to shine.
My broom!
I attempt to catch him. Can carry you and him easily, but two full-grown humans on it, it's moving at half speed.
That's fine. I'd still rather move 25 than to fall.
She looks like she was gracefully doing it, and then she happened to catch like a nail on her like garb, and it made her fall to the ground.
Or fall to a scene.
She will attempt an acrobatics check.
I attempted an acrobatics check to catch her.
Well, she rolled a 20... No, she rolled an 18 acrobatics check.
I rolled 22, because that's apparently my number today.
Good God, would you...
It's right out of Cirque du Soleil.
Right? She does a backflip in the air.
She's not going to stick that landing.
Actually, she was, but you decided to catch her. But you're a halfling. So you go to catch her, then realize you're a halfling, so you just kind of like help her stick the landing.
Right, like and one of those like you
need another 20 degrees.
And one of them happened to be on her butt and you enjoyed that.
Ooh, supple.
and now that she fell, you finally get to see what's on her back.
Okay.
It's a mandolin.
She's a fucking bard! Oh yeah.
That cha though.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Please tell me it's a Dawson.
Very graceful, by the way.
And then she slaps you. Do not get fresh.
She liked it. Not often something you see in these
things. So, I float...
And I've watched my friends jump out windows before.
I float down.
Okay.
You two take this and go.
All right. Hold on. So I mount the broom and motion for her to hop on behind me.
All right. As you mount the broom... Two figures step out of the shadows that you didn't see.
Go! I say. I like yell. Go!
That would be initiative.
All right. Do we hear them?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, thank God! Switch die.
Nailed it.
Every die that I purchased this weekend
hates you.
Oh, man.
Hates me. I've literally rolled a one on every single die.
It makes you feel better.
That I purchased this past weekend.
I am doing terribly on
this. Just from freeze dry.
Asim was ready this time.
And it's warmed up now.
I haven't test rolled this motherfucker.
This is the second time. This was the first time. This one. Okay, so.
So I can micro idiot board.
Yeah. I'm at a 15.
Let's do it. You've got a fancy new thing.
I brought a thing.
Let's do the fancy new.
Micro idiot board for me.
It's good for passing notes to the DM and this. And buffs and shit.
Alright, Mirella got a 7.
Oh.
Because I rolled a 4.
Well. This goes along there. Fuck your couch. I got a 4. Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah.
I seem out of 20. Because he's ready for this shit.
Y'all ready for this?
Bam, 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 bam.
I got a girl to impress. Let me try.
Alright. Drow elite warriors. Where are they?
Not in that book. They don't exist. Sorry. Only drow scrubs.
When fighting drow, remember 4 magic words. Sweep the leg, Johnny.
I was gonna say, cast daylight, please.
Well, it's midday, so if it's a drow, he's having a bad day.
You are not wrong.
Disadvantage on everything.
Actually, he wouldn't.
Someone has talked these mofos into coming up.
Did you forget about the cloud cover?
Oh, it's not direct sunlight.
It is enough cloud cover to negate that.
This is my surprise.
He'd be having a bad day because he'd be pissing me off.
That is also true.
He's about to understand why he's having a bad day. But he doesn't know about it yet.
I will explain it to him.
repeatedly.
Clearly. Are we going to...
He will come to no harm.
Probably.
Theater of the Mind this, or are we going to...
Oh, no, we're gonna map it, because there's like an alley and a building, and okay. Line of sight is important and shit.
It's very
all
true.
All of a sudden.
I guess we'll...
Oh, you know what's great? I brought you some mooks.
Nice.
Mooks. What are mooks?
Representations of the bad guys that you can easily keep track of.
Hey!
Because I numbered them.
Look at that.
That's shiny.
So I lack initiative for several of you still.
Poor favor.
I still have to look up.
13.
Well, I mean, you got to roll for everybody, so that's the...
Listen, I've gone for all of those minis now.
Yeah.
Have them separated.
I appreciate that.
Organized.
That's did exciting. Did you write times. On the bags what they are?
No.
Yeah, I don't have a marker to give you.
I have writing. Sharpies.
But yeah, I'm sure they're about.
Sharpies exist in my home.
Sir, did you roll initiative?
I did.
What you got?
I'm at a 15.
Strong.
Strong indeed. They're about to have a very bad day. Oh, and by the way, once we kick their asses, I'm going back to the bar and asking to speak to the leader again. With their heads.
Right, and I care, I murdered your bros. How about now? Anyway, if you guys could clear a space for me, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah.
We already did.
Yeah, I think we, we got a decent one.
We didn't need
more. I can,
I'm just moving my shit out of the way.
Sorry, erase marker.
Ooh,
that one's getting to me.
Yeah, drunk idea.
Well, I mean, you had, like, 3/4 of a bottle to yourself. Lush.
Don't judge me.
I'm not judging. I'm just calling you a lush. You are
it's
what you
the
are.
Reserve.
See, he's drunk, so now we can gaslight the DM and be like, oh, yeah, all your guys ran one, you know, roll initiative for one, remember?
Really? That whole time?
Yeah, they're really bad. Like,
we're already...
They're slow so as shit. And they have disadvantage on everything because reasons.
You know, oh, God. All right, well, I guess, you know, I trust you guys.
We wouldn't mislead you on this.
Not at all. You know, this. All these minis, we don't have a lot of people.
Mm.
Funny how that works out in Dungeons and Dragons.
Right? It's a multicultural game.
As long as that culture is dragons.
Not everyone's people like us. But apparently they still get rights and shit.
I'm trying to find a mini for Esmeralda here.
Her name is Mirella, please.
I said Esmeralda.
Esmerella.
I seems in love.
You know, I almost named this bitch Esmeralda.
Or at least love her. Like,
you probably should have.
It doesn't matter whatever I name my people, you'll just fucking be like, oh yeah, it's this.
Well, yeah.
Like, you have 4 ballistas, but no bards.
We're adventurers. We kill so many people. Do you expect us to remember all their names?
Look, man, I inherited this shit. I don't know what you want out of me. This represents like $600 that I didn't get back. So you know what? What I got is what I got.
So what do you think?
I mean, yeah. That's a girl, right?
Yeah, like I'm just looking. No, pardon me.
Spirit folk fighter. That's perfect.
Five ballistas.
Do we seriously have
6 ballistas?
Well, I heard that all those Dwerger had engines of war, so maybe we'll need those soon.
Oh, God.
Oh, we got Dwerger, too.
I believe the term is ballistae.
Leave those. I believe you're correct.
No, they're arbalisters.
Arbalists. That is a different thing.
Arbalesters.
Arbalesters?
Yep.
Is that like people who molest arbalists?
Yes, it is.
Arbalesters? That's what all those prisoners are for.
Oh, really?
Mm. I just watched the prisoner episode of Battlestar, so it's on my mind.
This is a large window. It's kind of like a bay window.
Oh, somebody's going through that.
I guarantee somebody.
Now that it exists, we will destroy it.
Right? Oh,
we're not allowed in the Kraken's pantry.
Oh, we're about to burn this city down. Yeah, right. I hope they realize that. I mean,
oh yes, yes. Umber, let's burn it down, please. With all the Vulpar and regular army, and please attempt to burn the city.
We're gonna blame the Carvers.
Oh, totally. And the Tumblers, might as fucking well.
No, I like those guys. Hang on.
Grab the mini down there.
Their fighting pit's a little offside, but otherwise they were cool. And dude gave us info for free. I mean, that is probably not a thing.
He gave us nothing. Like, what? We learned nothing from him.
He's been nothing but nice to you.
He's been nice, but he's been completely fucking useless.
He gave us money. You know, he invited us to his party. He's a cool guy. He
always appears nice to you.
This is true. He gave us money that he then expected us to spend in his fighting pit.
Well,
so basically, we got a coupon.
But only I actually had to do so. It wasn't that bad.
You're assuming I didn't spend every bit of that platinum on drinks.
I was busy fighting. Trying to win y'all money.
He essentially gave us those free tickets to the comedy.
Really? The comedy club. Cabana, yeah.
Comedy Cabana, yeah, that's what he did.
That looks moist, don't draw on it.
Yeah, let's get a dry paper towel. Yes. Well, drier, yeah.
Drier.
Because that will make your marker all smudgy and weird.
Yep. Especially it's a solvent.
Uh-huh.
See?
You have a bond.
I didn't touch it before you drove.
Hold on. I got one here. Somewhere.
So, are you in this alley then?
You're in this alley.
Woo!
City battles, this is exciting.
Yay, city battles. I have buildings I gotta look out for.
Right? Shit to provide me cover.
Mm. Anyway.
Yeah, sorry, this is a big battle.
No, it's good. That's why you have this giant map.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got a bag full of Underdark things.
Could use those last time.
You know what is not in there that we need? Mm. Or probably will soon if I know Rob? Beholders.
I can't believe you would assume such things of me.
See, it's in the name, it's just the accent. My name is actually Asum. You're just saying it wrong.
My apologies.
See, what's really funny is you say that, but you're saying that under the assumption that I'm not going to be the one to produce the beholder beforehand.
That's fair. You know what?
See, you haven't been playing in my game.
That's true. That's true. I don't know what's
going on. I require those prisoners, because that is what I will do. Okay. Those prisoners.
Prisoners of the Carver.
Prisoners of the... They're all prisoners over there.
Press ganged into service.
All right, this is the Kraken's pantry, so I need a seam... Or not a seam, Adar and Hathor sitting right there.
Now, isn't there a bouncer?
No, that's at the other bar.
And suddenly he disappears.
Right? He's like, oh.
Yeah, he's using figures for these guys.
You don't recognize that bouncer among the ne'er-do-wells.
Oh, that son of a bitch.
And suddenly he reappeared.
Uh-huh.
On the opposite side.
I thought he was
who we were going to use for Esmeralda.
Okay.
Oh. Mirela. Her name is Mirela. I researched this shit. God damn it.
I appreciate it.
Alright, I'll take these then.
Yeah. I mean, I have the minis, I might as well use them.
Because you're going to be like, oh, you're using prisoners, so they're going to be all like, I am not a number, I am a free man.
Right.
I see what's
going
on. Holding
on dem heartstrings, though.
Something equality. Fair elections and shit. Not the Secretary of Education as president. Blah, 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 blah. Let me just bash this glass in my tooth. Surely nothing that'll happen.
No, it's really great.
Yeah. Would really do wonders for all my voices if there was a fucking gap in the front of my face. That'd be great. Just what I need.
Jack Jacks would sound odd.
Jack Jack hit purity! All I want for high winter is my two front teeth!
Alright,
two
so,
front teeth.
Apart from the, including the two ne'er-do-wells that Azim did not seem to notice in the alleyway, there are 10 ne'er-do-wells.
And I really have 10 prisoners, that's amazing. So lopsided.
This guy's gonna die first, because he's closest to me.
Alright. Right.
Look, you're already pointing.
Yeah, he's
oh, yeah. Hold on, I still need to roll.
Do you have the miniat board?
I do.
So what about, Mirela? Mirela?
She needs initiative too, yeah.
What the hell is her name?
Mirela.
Mirela?
Her name is Mrs. Kazadin.
Mrs. Kazadin. I keep calling her Esmeralda if somebody doesn't correct me.
Her name is Mirela.
Mirela, okay.
Miss Kazadin, if you're nasty.
I'm gonna get nasty.
Where is Mirela at?
She's right here. With me.
Right there.
Because we jumped out the window. Some better than others.
And what about,
She's on a broom.
Yeah, where is
broom. Are you here with us, hovering on your broom?
Was that yes, what I hovered down. I hovered down and told you guys to get on
right.
and fly out.
And then I tried to do that, and initiative happened.
Right.
So you are also there-ish,
which also right. means that right about now, a bear needs to drop out of the sky.
Drop bears.
Drop bears.
Yeah. Right.
Drop bears on the prisoner on the mooks. Yes.
That'd be sweet.
Okay.
So, can we get the actual idiot board going?
You could. Yeah, it'd be easier.
Actually, no, you know what, I'll just...
I mean, you could copy it from all over there, now that you know the numbers, but whatever. Do it how you want, sir.
Going first is Azim.
Alright, so, how far did we get with the broom? Because that's going to...
They're down next to you.
Right.
20?
Azim is a 20. You just have to write it. I mean, nobody's going to...
Next after Azim is Hathor.
Yeah, I guess the numbers don't matter unless somebody new comes in.
Okay.
The city guard.
Nadar is 13.
Just write B. 10.
Thought you said I didn't need the number.
Shush.
Carvers. It's a whirlwind campaign. Anything can happen.
8. Mirela. 7. And I applaud your spelling on Morella's name. You actually have one L, but other than that, it's right on.
I'm not even going to try.
M-I-R-E.
M, what's it? M-I-R-E.
L-L-A.
E-S-M.
Yeah. Mirella instead of Mirella.
Sitsi. And, Dravinia, you're 4.
Womp womp.
He's still going to kill my character.
Town Guard 0.
Show enough.
All right. Top of the round, Azim.
Heads go rolling down the alleyway. The Countdown Guard are like,
it's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
All right. Pretty dull if there's only two. So, what is the status of the broom? Is Dravinia still on it? Did she get off?
Dravinia is on the broom. Mirella is off the broom. And they are where they are.
All right, so we're going to need at least a round of wailing on these mofos before we can escape. Fine. Asim will turn.
Whap, whap.
Oh, fancy meeting you here.
Hey.
Pull some short swords. Asim has his trusty stick.
Not a short sword.
He's going to trusty stick it right into their face.
He's going to trusty.
Whoop-ah! 22 to hit.
Oh, shit, yeah.
I'm sorry, that just missed.
God, why do they all have full plate plus 5? That's not even a thing.
Yeah. I want to stop doing that, though, because I'm sure there's going to be audience members like, he what? Said it didn't hit, though. What the fuck?
Right, yeah.
8. If they really can't deduce my just oozing sarcasm, that is not my fault.
Then get the fuck off my podcast.
You were warned. Don't, just kidding, we still like you, buy our shit.
Look, listen, gentle listener.
Subscribe.
Look, I offer you no insult.
Look, I realize I put an explicit tag on here, but we don't need to hear about oozing sarcasms, okay?
We're gonna go to the Underdark, and you know what's gonna be happening there?
What happens in Umber doesn't always stay in Umber.
That is true. The yes. Piss Vinegar Geyser might be local legend by now.
And or...
You're yeah. Folk hero now.
Yes! How much damage did you do to this poor Seth?
8.
8 total?
Just 8.
Alright, you run up to him, he's like, and you run up to him and you just quarterstaff him across the face. And you hit him right in the temple, and he looks dazed and goes down to a knee, like, bounces off the wall and kind of
Oh, good. I follow up with a punch.
Okay.
Since he's down at my level now.
Get on my level!
It's not my rolling surface. Get on my level! My first roll was way better. That's a 12.
12. That is his armor.
Oh, yeah. Face punch.
Take it and like it. Or don't.
To the face.
Crap, you're still gonna take it.
Max damage.
Boop, boop.
Which is face punch for 9.
What?
Dead AF.
It's let me guess. You just did 17 damage to this poor sap.
With 2 hits.
2 hits.
He kind of squares off to you, and you kind of just spinning roundhouse kick him right across the face.
Knock him back into the wall a second time.
He goes into the other wall, except he's sideways when he hits it, and he just falls in a heap. He is unmoving.
And I look at his friend and grin.
His friend looks at you and looks at you with a fair amount of respect and fear now.
We'd like to leave.
And that's me. All right, that's you. Next.
After Asim is Hathor.
Hathor!
I hear that go on.
Yeah, you definitely heard that second.
Yeah, I heard that, and I'm like, I look at this mook right here, and I'm like, one down. You're next. You're next. And then with that, I hex him.
Bringing a hex up with this. All right. Yeah, sure.
We're not wasting any time.
Oh, it's going to move.
He's like basically fiery smoke that comes up. What's this?
And while he's distracted, stow the shield, pull the great sword, and I'm coming up to him.
Oh, my God.
I'm bringing the pain.
Oh. Ooh.
But that's only a 9 to hit.
Oh, 9 misses. Sad.
You know what? Fucking all action surge.
You scared the shit out of this guy.
I don't believe that was the proper command word for action surge.
11? No, I'm sorry. This is 12 to hit.
12 is his armor.
12 is the hit.
Oh, yeah. 3d6, motherfucker.
Oh, it's so painful.
Oh! For 13.
Oh.
You don't add anything?
So, you,
Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's 13 plus 4, so 17 damage.
There's the one.
So you're like, you're next. He's like, and you come up, and he manages to, like, he's like, oh no! And he manages to get his short sword up just in time to deflect your first blow, and he throws it aside, he's like, I'm alive! But you
follow through.
You use the momentum to keep spinning, yeah. And you
balls the brain right to the middle.
Big move.
Embed it in his like lower leg, and you just cut him in half.
Yep. And so I look at his two buddies right here,
and they're like,
"That's two."
Shite. Next. Nadar! Oh, good, the scary one.
Right. Now the one that looks imposing.
The one that looks like he eats children.
Plenty of children around.
Eat their faces, eat it, eat it, eat their faces.
I guess you guys, they might as well be.
So, I come walking over here.
Goo. Paladin.
Oh, take disadvantage on your next strike. That's twice now.
Paladin betrays me.
It has been a month since we've played. It's not entirely his fault.
Bahamut does not require your death. But he may ask for it.
I'm going to assign you homework. You have to read some Dritz and Elminster books to get yourself back in the right mindset.
No, please don't! Not the Dritz books! We're all good except Spider of the World. That book was garbage.
The Mary Sueiest of Mary Sues.
He's Mary Sue.
15.
Yeah.
15 hits, yeah. Was that with disadvantage? Yes.
No. 11.
11 just misses.
Christ.
I'm pretty sure you just knocked the corner out of this building. No, it was Bahamut, and you feel a single claw descend from the heavens and just push it to the side, and you miss.
Oh no, but he takes out the cornerstone of the building. Like
right, he like knocks a brick out of the corner.
The building falls.
Whoops.
This is not what I remember.
So you missed. Are you going to burn a bonus?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, he's trying to take out four of them at once.
Actually, I will.
He's going to knock a brick into that guy.
Can I attempt to intimidate?
Are skill checks actions or moves?
That's up to the DM, honestly.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Because technically speaking, there is actually a mechanic. It's kind of funny.
Where you can switch a skill?
In the PHB and the DMG, where you can actually substitute a check for another purpose. So, for example, you could make an intimidation check with an attack. Or you could do a persuasion check with an acrobatics check. With some sort of, for some kind of feat of daring do.
That was in that Mad Scientist DM thing I was at Dragon Con 2, was the idea that you can call for a skill check with a different stat than it normally uses.
Yeah.
If that makes sense in context.
So, let's say I want to make an intimidation
check. Like, remember that feat that would let you do strength instead of charisma for intimidating 3.5?
And that's actually, it's funny you say that, because I was just about to do that. You miss him, but you
bury this Morning Star into the wood like pillar that supports this side of the building, and you tear a huge chunk off of it, and you come up and you pull it and you just bite that chunk off of the mace and you spit it down and go ahead and make your
intimidation check. After he's seen his buddy
using strength except instead of charisma.
Yeah. After he's seen his buddy cut another one of his friends in half.
Right. There's a lot going on here.
They're both saying thing shit. So seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
Yeah, he rolled shit.
I rolled shit.
He looks scared of the situation, but no more of you.
No more of me.
The situation. Alright, B. Well, from around the corner.
Which corner? There's a lot of them here.
Yeah, you're going to have to be more specific. I can get...
Paint a picture for our audience.
Alright, from around the corner of the building behind most of you.
So,
you see...
Right here somewhere.
A man.
Ooh. He looking like a man.
He looking like a man. Come out around the corner. He's wearing a shield and he is holding a spear. It is Berwin Kattic, the leader of the Carvers. Oh! And he'll be like, come on, boys! There's just four of them!
And I look over at him and say, when this is over, I need to ask you some questions.
It's just business.
And he starts running at you. So he moves.
Could you move him?
Hold on.
It's already. Oh my god. Almost there. Damn. Just like that.
Damn, 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 damn.
Yeah.
Alright, he will...
Can't reach!
He will move to there, and he will pull out a javelin and throw it at you.
Of course.
You're the closest one to him, what do you want?
No, I'm the one who pissed off his bouncer earlier, right. So of course.
No, that's fair.
I'm fully expecting this.
You did antagonize, inadvertently.
Why for you antagonize?
So we could kill the Carvers and take their place. In...
What, as the... The militant hand of the
Troublers? They're like an actual guild, so if we kill them, we get their power.
They're our company.
Damn it.
Nassim is not good with how shit works on this side of the ocean. Cultural thing.
Mm. I don't think it would eat our enemies.
17 is not going to
because I have been eating a lot of
enemies. Oh, hell no.
But you've been getting level.
You, obviously,
I hear a pink.
You, no, you see him throw it, and he's like, whoof, and it's going straight for your chest, but
right off your armor.
Ting. You've got about 6 seconds to think about the mistake you just made.
Fucking shit, javelins. And he pulls another one. Actually, no, he pulls a spear. Looks like he's about to charge, and that's his turn. Carvers.
He can fucking charge if he wants to. I'm gonna fucking kill him.
I was gonna go for maim.
I was gonna leave him perfectly intact, just so I could ask him some questions.
Right, you had questions.
But fucking no! No!
I'm gonna throw spears and shit.
I wanna throw spears. Now he has to die.
Could you move those three as close as they can? Their movement speed is 30.
25,
30. Oops. They'll double move. Actually, no. They won't. Okay.
Is this...
They will all take out light crossbows and shoot at you guys.
Is call this that our bard?
Yes. That makes more sense.
So, both of you have a 20 armor class, right?
No, I have 21.
Mine right now is 19.
God damn it.
Oh, man.
Armor all right. Class. One shoots at Nadar. Actually, that's a 16. 19 hits at Nadar.
Yeah, fuck it. It's a crossbow. I'll take it. I'll eat this one.
Maybe I'll throw a shield. Yeah, let the DM get a few hits in before he decides to bump everybody up a couple levels or some shit. Because this guy's got a name and a monobar and shit.
Yeah, but I've also got a quest for him.
That's
so, and it was a yellow quest, so I think we're okay.
Have five damage.
All right.
As one of the crossbow bolts lances into you, and you take it stoically as though you're trying to prove a point.
Well, kill all the ads first, and then...
Oh, the bifurcated thug in front of me proved my point pretty well.
He's right. Got a lot to say.
And then...
Most of it's red.
These two are gonna swing on Nadar with advantage.
Oh, you got flanked.
Yeah, I did. I get flanked.
This is why I killed one of my guys right off, so that he couldn't flank with
you. You know,
buddy.
I thought that building looked a lot more intimidating.
Dude, if that building attacks you, that's a lot of damage. I've had buildings collapse on me before. Serious business.
19 doesn't hit.
Woo! Ting, 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 ting. Double nat 20?
Double goddamn nat 20 with advantage.
That's gotta be an instant kill threat.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm just gonna roll another one just to see.
You just lost the cleric.
R.I.P.
Technically, I did hit your armor class with to confirm, but I no instant kills. But this is gonna hurt.
This is gonna
real bad.
No.
I did it once.
I was eaten by a roper. This is not gonna hurt.
That's
that is also true.
Well, fucking minions.
A 13 piercing damage as one literally.
Yeah.
Goes under,
again? Like pulls your breastplate out and shanks.
No. He lifts the kilt of your plate up and sticks it right next to your twig and giggle berries, right near that femoral artery. He's like, "Fuck you, dragon!" Bam! You scream in pain.
Ooh, and I can
like
see
he,
that too.
I feel yeah. like he roars. He's not.
I've got
screamer.
A lot of sights.
You roar in pain.
Better.
You curse in draconic.
Who did that?
That would be the one behind you, this okay. one.
Oh, that was you shouldn't have done that. That's just going to piss him off.
The one in the middle of the road? Great.
Oh, shit, these guys didn't move.
No, they got stuff to do, too.
I mean, this guy, like, he calls upon the power of a god. You're kind of fucked.
Yeah, you chose poorly.
But he's surrounded.
You need Thunder Wave, bro.
Do not get...
Yes, you do.
Miss. It's going to be a great time for it. Just...
And a 19 that misses...
Ding, 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 ding. So one of them does get through and does a crap ton of
thank you for that plus one shield I picked up.
Dude, they have plus three to hit. I literally have to roll an 18 to hit you. Fuck off.
Oh my god.
That was them.
Who next?
Oh, wait a minute. One of them moved. No, one of them attacks the Zim. My apologies.
Yeah, I do get an attack with my normal armor class.
That is only a 14, though.
That will not do.
Alright. You bet his attempt away. You're like, have you trained today? What the fuck's wrong with you?
You should have learned from your friend. He was good at lying down.
Mirela will see Azim or Nadar in dire peril.
Yeah, that's a lot of guys.
And she will whip out her mandolin and go, "Bring Standfast Dragonborn. You are mightier than this. Please take a D8 inspiration die."
Oh, shit.
What?
So what's he get to do with that? Add it to his next...
You get to add it to any saving throw, attack roll, or skill check.
Okay.
Ooh.
It lasts for 10 minutes, so any of the things you make in the next round.
Before we go further...
Yeah.
Quick question. I believe you had mentioned something as we were closing out last session that scale may add a little something extra to his armor. Does it?
Not to his armor class, no.
Okay.
And she will go over here. Actually, she was here, so... No, she was here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
now, Draveni is on the broom, and we did tell her to get on the broom. She doesn't have to listen.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't appear to be listening. And she will attack the scrub twice.
I mean, I'm not sad. She wants to skim and try the shit out of this guy. That's
that is a... Let's see. That is a hit and a crit.
Woo, spicy.
This chick spices.
Fusaka.
Do it again. So she will do 6 damage with the first hit.
Good lord.
And she will do 14 damage with the second hit.
That was funny. Don't be salty.
And she will do 20 damage total.
That's
she
dead.
She literally like... It takes her scimitar out and with great speed kind of like pirouettes around him, landing behind him, and slashes him across the back once. He turns around and then she just decapitates him.
Yeah. The guards are going to come through this alley and they're going to see all these bodies and like, oh no, it's Wednesday.
That's right.
Hump day. And you're like, we have to protect Mirela. And she just... Shoo-shing.
I see. Mirela, you have to protect us.
And that is dead, and that is Marela Dravinia.
All right, I cast...
Asi might have fell in lust a little bit. Just saying.
Keep in mind, she came to save you.
I saw that.
I saw.
Oh, you know what? I apologize. She didn't get the second attack because that second attack for her is a bonus action, and she already inspired somebody. So she just did 6 damage to him. I apologize, but it was still pretty impressive.
He's in a bad way.
Yeah,
he's in a bad way. That was half his hit points.
Can you hand me a marker? Thank you. Kachiga.
Where's my royalty-free battle music?
Oh yeah.
Oh God! What are you doing?
I don't know. You don't know, but I think she's going to explode me.
You are not going to be exploded. Actually, can I have a
What was that guy's name?
Something I can erase with.
Kevin McLeod.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you have Spotify, it should be on there.
I do. I have premium.
Sweet.
If need be.
Well, yeah, you can cast. Can't shoot.
Or is that a thing you can do on the Spotify?
I don't. Spotify. I think we already tried that and it didn't quite work.
Yeah,
wait.
Here, screw it. I'll just use my iPad. It's got a decent speaker.
Well, okay. Spotify will usually notice devices on the Wi-Fi, and I'm on the Wi-Fi, so we'll see what
happens. All right. Well, I'll boot up Spotify and see what happens.
Kevin McLeod?
Yes.
My Samsung. It's RGB. Takes a minute to warm up.
Christ on a cranker.
Entangle.
Oh dear!
I cast Entangle, and that's going to protect us in this alleyway, because this is, you said, an alleyway, right?
Yes, it is.
What, I feel as though I've come up with a person.
MacLeod.
MacLeod.
Okay, so that is Entangle. Grasping weeds and vines sprout from the ground in a 20-foot square, starting from the point within range.
Yes.
For the duration, these plants turn the ground into difficult terrain.
Okay.
A creature in this area, when you cast the spell, must succeed on a strength saving throw or be restrained.
Well, one of them succeeded. I rolled a 20 on one and a 6 on the other.
So the 6 does not. The 20 is fine.
Okay. So.
It is a little loud.
Yeah.
So this one made it. And this one is restrained. I'm going to say prone to.
Well, he's not. If you want him to be prone, that's fine. But it doesn't make them prone.
He literally botched. Okay. I rolled a 20 and a 1.
So I'm just going to add that little prone.
On a success, it frees itself. But it still would have to move out of it. And then.
So that's an entangle?
Yes, that's entangle. It's no actual damage, but it keeps them from.
Just so I don't walk into it.
Right, yeah.
You see, look,
you literally see the. I mean, the vine. Everything is very, very noticeable. The vines are grabby.
Thank you, Umber Parks and Rec, for having vegetation around.
Alright, next.
I'm not done! I have a bonus action.
Your next action, please.
Damn, how are you looking?
I'm still pretty good.
Alright.
A bit surrounded. It's fine.
Just a bit surrounded.
I pull out my club and bonus action to cast Shillelagh.
Nice. Strong.
And that's me? No, actually, I'm going
to. And she's just going to ride by and. Right?
Alright.
Gonna go all cold hands on him.
Now are you finished?
Now I'm finished.
Azim, top of the round.
Well, there's this flight guy here, and I really feel like I would be amiss if I didn't take advantage of that. So, let's have some...
He's not facing you anymore. He took a giant slash to the back and, like, turned because... Obviously, giant slash to the back. There's where the threat is.
Right. Not this tiny person with a stick.
No, surely.
He couldn't do anything important, such as roll a 22 to hit.
Yeah, that super hits.
Or beat his friend to death.
That's, like, your favorite number today, 22.
Dude, all day. I'm okay with 22. 22 works for most things.
Yes, it is.
God, it's like you're doubling that Night is Dark and Full of 11s.
Yeah.
7 damage.
7, yeah. You basically kick his feet out, and he... does almost a 360 and then lands on his neck and dies.
Alright.
Use your move action to get on my broom. Get on my broom.
You're still on the broom, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, let's do that.
Come over here and spin up behind Dravinia onto the broom.
Okay. I feel like you guys are light enough that all three of you could get on this broom.
I mean, I really add like 35 pounds, honestly.
Well, I mean, it moves at half speed.
Right.
Over 200 pounds it moves at half speed, but yeah. It can only go up to like 400 pounds.
Yeah, 400 is
capacity. But we could also get on it, though.
Yeah, you could.
Right, me and two girls, probably fine.
She's only got to be like 100 pounds.
She's very light.
Yeah.
Right. She's probably maybe a buck 30 with all of her. Right, she's got a sword and armor and such.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, I'm on the broom. And
so you attack and you get on the broom. Would you like to do a bonus action or anything?
No. Well, no. I'm good. I motion, come, let us go before this gets worse.
Alright, Nadar.
Oh. No, me.
Oh, it's true. Yeah. It is half
hour. Oh, it's about to get worse. For them.
Hmm? Hey, friends.
So, bonus action, hex him.
Alright.
And all three of these guys need to make a dex saving throw. DC 13.
Oh, shit, are you thunderwaving?
Oh, no. Something far more painful.
Ooh, yes. Ooh.
Well, a natural 20 on one.
Strong.
14 natural on the other. And 18 natural on the other.
Damn, that is rolling well for
you. Yeah, it's rolling well now.
So, they'll take half damage, but that's all right.
Yeah.
They will take 13 reduced in half to 6 fire damage as I... Burning hands.
Ooh. So you come up and... Get him! You know, all of them seem to be quicker on their feet, and they, you know, they don't take a full blast. They take it mostly on their shoulders and backs and the back of their head.
They're all bald now.
Still like, God, motherfucker!
And I'm still not even looking at him. I'm looking him right dead in the eyes.
He's kind of looking at you. He looks... Roll an insight check.
Okay.
Insight.
Is good.
What's wisdom? So, 13.
He looks like... I guess begrudged is the best way to describe it. He looks like... Don't really want to do this, but I got to. It's gonna hurt. And goes in anyway. He doesn't look like he's afraid of losing, but he looks like, I'm a feel this in the morning. God, I wish I didn't have to do this.
Because we have a reputation in this town now. They don't want to fight us. They're getting paid well enough, I guess.
We're going to leave at least half a dozen corpses of theirs in our wake. We're going to, if we didn't have a name before, we're going to have a name today.
Yep. People will have heard of us.
Well, people have already heard of you, as you recall the pit experience.
That's right. True. I mean, 45 minutes of toe-to-toe with Carl, that's news.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder what's going to happen with our notoriety, though.
Yeah, it's going to go in two directions. Like, we're going to get more fame and more information.
You seriously attacked the guys that hang out with the dude that lasted 45 minutes with Carl? Really?
I turn around to the guy who stabbed me in my...
Oh, no. That's...
What up, fam? Right in the...
Ooh.
Ah, well.
That might be good enough.
16.
16 will hit.
Good.
Max damage on my hit die.
Ooh.
So that's 10 damage.
Donk. He's like, yeah, chug that dragonborn. You're like,
take it back to two.
And you just come up and with a giant fucking swing, you bury this thing in his chest. Doesn't look that like it hit his heart, but it definitely punctured a lung. He just. You know, spits up blood all over you.
His sternum is now a free-floating bone.
He looks like he's just barely holding on to that short sword as he crumples to one knee and manages to throw your Morningstar off. He's like, oh, fuck.
Fuck. Bonus.
Oh, no.
19 on the die.
Oh, yeah.
And max damage again.
Max damage again.
That guy just got murdered.
All right, so he's like, oh. Oh, oh fuck!
That was supposed to be 11 damage.
11 damage before?
Yeah.
Alright, well.
It's not gonna matter.
Yes.
Right, you come around with your bonus and you just kinda like. he pushes you off and uses the motion to come around and hit him right in the side of the head. You bury it into his temple, crush his skull, and rip literally the top half of his head off, and you throw it down the street. That's and that. He falls, spilling his brain matter out onto the ground.
Meanwhile, there are huge windows where people are watching the shit inside. They're like, what?
Right? It's been 12 seconds of this now. You have garnered a little bit of attention.
The guards are probably on the way.
How many guys have we killed in 12 seconds?
Four?
Yeah.
That's my turn.
B. All right. He'll move directly up to Heffer.
Ballsy.
He's gonna stab you.
He's gonna try.
He's gonna try.
Bitch can try.
Alright, 220's rolled on me.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Murder! I'm like, no, another 320, please.
And he will attack you. That is a 22 to hit.
Shield.
Okay.
So he just basically just runs right into a wall.
Okay. Ping! He will. The spear will glance off, and he'll take it, reverse it, and make his second attack.
Okay.
That's 23 to hit.
Does not hit.
How long does shield last?
Lasts until my next turn.
Okay. Well, then he will glance off that. He will come back and make a third attack. 23 again. Alright, how often can you do that?
As long as I get spell slots for it, it's a first level spell.
Okay.
Cast as a reaction.
Tring, 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 and he comes back to a defensive stance.
So I can do that twice more, essentially. Once more, because I used one of my first levels for my Burning Hands.
Burning Hands.
Yeah.
Carvers, they will surround you.
Figured as much.
Yeah, one will flank, and then they'll set up flanks on those sides. And you're 24?
24.
Miss. Miss. None of them rolled a 20. So you're fine. Two of them will attack. That one will go around there, try to get advantage on you.
21.
Rolled a 20.
Spicy.
Not like a natural 20.
Oh, I'm about to say, how the hell do you keep rolling these 20s?
They will both miss, and that one will try to become unrestrained. What's my,
roll, I'll tell you.
No, roll.
Tables have turned.
Not enough. Rolled a 9.
Yep,
pretty
not sure enough.
That's not it. Alright, and that one back there is dead, so that's the Carver's turn. Mirella will get on the broom.
Awesome.
Well, she will grasp the broom and say, go.
Okay, if that's her turn, then...
Then it's you.
She will hold her action until, like, she's over there.
I'm flying up and away.
Up and away?
You cannot leave our friends.
I'm not going to leave them.
Plus, we're doing so well.
You don't see this over here.
Right, that's just hear all this business.
You do see...
We did watch Nadard...
You see a lot of smoke coming up over here.
The wall.
So...
That definitely happened.
24, that's ridiculous.
It only lasts a round, though.
That's true. Rounds often. That's all you need.
So, I can only move 25...
I think it's 30. I don't think it's actually half. I think it's just not full. Let me check. I think it's like half, yeah.
Well, half is... 25. I mean, 50 is... Yeah.
No, I don't think it is.
Just be glad I dropped the shield so I could use the great sword.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's 30 when it's over 200 pounds. So okay. It's not half.
It's still then, half. I can't fly... Like, we cannot drop because we will be entangled.
Well... How tall is this building? It's a two-story building? Three-story building?
Two-story building.
So yeah, it's only 20 feet plus roof, so you can get up to the top of here.
Well, okay. Shoot arrows.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I will fly.
I mean, Asim will jump down there and start wailing, motherfuckers. He ain't scared. Yeah, you can get to there. Yeah. I can just ride the wall down.
Shortcut.
Whoop.
All right, so that's my movement.
We get high enough to see.
Yeah, you guys see what's going on.
Okay.
You see Half-Thor being harried on all sides, but he's got a magical shield up, and the Dars get mopping up two of them, and your entangle seems to be holding one of them fast.
And I cast, now that I'm up here, I've done my movement, I'm going to cast something.
It's a very powerful spell, so.
Right? Yeah.
That spell, though.
Got a spell called Vague. What's it do? It's kind of hard to pin down.
Alright.
He actually casts it in season 3.
When he gets that reverse thing so that it does exactly what he wants? Was that something you guys were telling me about?
No, that was retro casting.
That's what it was.
Oh. No, he casts Vague. I forget what it did, but he casts Vague in season 3.
Where's that other?
God, I can't remember.
Oh, I was rather disappointed with season 3.
That's what you guys said, that something went awry.
Obvious cliffhanger. I mean,
well, I don't mind a cliffhanger. That can't be the only problem.
Well, I'll mind it if they don't end up making up season 4.
Right, fair.
Yeah, which at this point is up in the air.
Really? I thought that they did all right on their Kickstarter.
They did okay.
Shit.
Okay.
And after that season, I don't know.
Like, they didn't even have Karn in it.
He said, yeah, like he just is gone now. And they have a new actor for, or actress for, what's her name?
Nara.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
because she was pregnant.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really.
Right? How did that happen out here in the wilderness? Oops! Elven gestation's fast.
I mean, just, you know, do one scene of her and Perf having a steamy love scene, you know, could have explained that away.
Right, like flashback.
But no. Jesus Christ, what are you doing?
Right, I'm concerned.
No, it's a circle. Yeah. It's a 20-foot radius, but it is spike growth.
Oh my.
Right under me.
R.I.P.
No, it's not. Oh, fuck, it is you. That's you. Fuck.
He's right in the middle. He's literally double friends.
Oh, just kidding.
No, I'm just kidding.
I thought that you were here. You would have known where he is. A round ago,
fuck it.
You were.
Go for it.
He ain't scared.
As if I stay still, do I still take damage?
Yeah.
Every round?
Yeah, every time you move.
Oh, no, I'm just... If I just stand there...
I mean, it's still going to do damage the first round.
I'll take it. How much damage? Sorry, I should have asked that first.
Probably should have asked that first.
Let's see. 2d4 piercing.
Nah, I'm good.
Ah, yeah.
Fucking go for it.
All right. So in that case, if you're cool with me...
Could you redraw it?
Yeah, if you're cool with me, do... Give me.
I mean...
If you're cool with me casting it on you, then I'm gonna...
I'm cool.
You're not gonna know in
character if he's... I would not even give a shit because I am entirely focused on this guy. Right. I don't even care about the other guy.
It's going to help most if I drop it.
Yeah, move it back 5 feet. 10 feet.
It'll get that guy. It's going to be the center of the radius, and it's a 20-foot radius.
That'll get that guy.
So it's going to get homie, but not get Nadar. And it's going to be...
That's pretty dumb.
Just remember to dispel it after this is done.
Well, yes.
Because I'm going to have to walk out of this fucking thing.
Well, you're going to have to walk out of it, as are all of the townspeople, because these are two businesses.
Yeah, you hear some screams from inside.
It kind of creeps into the buildings a bit.
Oh, yes.
This is why we have to leave as soon as this is done. Like, at the very moment combat is over, we gotta go.
All right, so what am I doing?
Okay, so
you thought
let's
vinegar
see.
Was bad.
You just stabbed somebody.
There it becomes this difficult terrain when the creature moves into it or within it.
Under the sea.
Of vinegar.
Oh, and then, by the way, it turns invisible.
Oh my god, that's the worst! Oh, those poor peasants!
Why is this room filled with invisible spikes? You promised us hospitality!
2d4 is actually quite lethal to a peasant.
Yeah.
Oh no.
I really hope I don't kill peasants.
Go
I will feel
jail.
Really bad.
Okay.
Go to jail! Murder's a crime.
Well, you know what? Honestly, I would
I
would hope these guys would have backed away from the windows as soon as they saw the big giant firebolt come out of my hands.
Okay.
One would assume.
Also, floorboards. I feel like floorboards are. Do they have floorboards here?
No.
I mean, do they have.
Yeah, you know what? I would think they would grow on, like, visible surfaces, is what I would. So, like, the outside of the buildings and the roof.
I mean.
So, go ahead.
So, sounds like the DM's problem.
What do I have to do?
Okay, let's see. The area becomes difficult terrain for the duration. When a creature moves into or within the area, it takes 2d4 piercing for every 5 feet it travels.
Okay.
So it doesn't say that it actually does any damage.
Well, I was going to jump off the room and get in that, but now...
Right?
I don't know.
Well, there's still one over there you can get.
Right? Will you read this description? I don't think it does it.
The transformation in the ground is camouflaged to look natural. Any creature must make a wisdom protection check. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, doesn't say it takes any.
Yeah, doesn't say. Mm. So you actually don't take damage.
You don't take
damage. Neither does anybody else,
but I yell to you, Hathor, Nadar, do not move. Or you will be hurt.
Okay.
Why the fuck are you threatening me?
You moved.
You've seen me cast this spell before, once.
I know.
You moved so, and hopefully you know. Cast. Would you like the bonus?
No. We're okay for now.
Top of the round, Azim.
Well, that's quite a mess you've made down there. Let's see. So we are 30 feet up?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah. Yeah?
Well, you guys are... Right? Yeah, let's just say 30. So I guess they're in long shuriken range. Right? 60 feet?
I mean, you can make an athletics check to jump over all that nonsense. All
right, but I have to stand somewhere and it's all shit now.
You can go over and kill that guy that it seems fine.
Yeah, you can jump like chugga chugga right here.
Yeah, that's a hell of a jump, yeah.
Here.
Well, I mean, I'm going to try and jump here, and then I'll just step over.
You just get onto the... Well,
everything's fucked! What do you want me to do?
Here.
Listen,
you can drop down onto this part of the roof, and it's clean, and then use that as your...
That's true. The roof is not entangled.
It's true.
It is not.
So, all right. Afshin will hop down off the broom, take a running leap off of the roof, and attempt to get here.
Smash athletics check.
Dude, you should try to drop kick him.
Smash Levix.
Right, please drop kick him in the face.
If you try to attack him on the way down, I will give you
acrobatics. Am I not like backflipping and
jumping? Landing is acrobatics, jumping is athletics.
That's so weird.
Takes strength to jump a great distance.
It's on the rolling surface.
Takes dexterity to natural 20.
Natural 20.
Jesus Christ. Alright.
Make up!
You jumped so well, I will literally give you advantage if you wish to strike that douchebag on the way down.
That is exactly my plan.
He's gonna do this Rock and Roll Express style here.
God damn it.
Asim spins his staff so far, so fast, he helicopters over.
Sure, why not?
Nadar is impressed by this.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, advantage. That's a 20 to hit.
Yeah, it hits. You literally just come like two-handed down on top of his head. Using it like a great sword. Max fucking damage. Which is how much?
13.
Dead mook.
You come down on his head so hard that you feel you might break your quarterstaff. You do hear a sickening crack that you think is your quarterstaff for a moment.
That was wood.
But then you realize... It's his neck.
Oh, just kidding.
As his neck, his head is thrust down with such force that you hear crack, and he just falls.
Right, like I see him literally like lands upside down, like all of quarterstaff and weight momentum just to the top of this guy's head, and just pushes it into his chest cavity. All
right,
and then attempts to stick a landing.
Good. Why not? See how good you do.
Please fail the landing.
I heard it was athletics for acrobatics for the landing. That's a 21.
Yeah, it's your superhero landing.
Ta-da!
Fucking monks.
Don't give me AC, will you? I'll just murder everything.
I need magical, you know, weapons and stuff. I'm no good. Where?
Yeah.
Maybe you should use...
And that skill bearer bought the whole thing.
Dude,
right?
You need to use that platinum, that bag of platinum like a blackjack.
Right, just sat motherfuckers with it.
Here's your money, bitch. All right. Well, that was Azim's turn. That was the movement. And would you like the bonus?
Yeah, I cast darkness right above half Thor's head. I can't do that. That's a bonus action. I'm kidding.
I was about to say, what?
All right.
It's a full-on spell.
Half Thor.
All right.
Your turn, buddy.
Attacking the boss. Yeah, that'll probably hit. That's a plus 6, a 21.
Yeah, that hits.
4. That's 10 plus 4, so 14.
14 damage.
Just making sure.
I didn't designate it, but I would assume he doesn't have any kind of necrotic resistance.
He does not.
Yeah.
So, you take your sword, and you...
look like you're going to bury it into him, but he gets his shield up right in time and clicks the top of it looking like he's going to stab it, but you come down with such force that you actually still, you know, kind of get some purchase into his shoulder, and then he pushes it off. Ah! And you did 14 damage to him. He's bleeding from the shoulder now.
Does that look like it took a healthy chunk out of him?
You know what? He certainly noticed. He still looks like he has plenty of fight left.
Plenty of fight, but I'm just saying, you know.
You drew blood. He's not
decent wound.
It's a decent wound. He is not nearly bloodied.
Oh yeah, I'm basically just kiting these idiots right now until, you know, these others get them the fuck off of me.
All right. Would you like to do anything else? Have fun.
That's really all I can do right now.
No doc.
I need these two to make death saves.
Look, there's
a line.
There is a line. Oh, there is a line. One of them rolled a nat 20, and the other one rolled, I'm assuming not enough. What is your...
It's not terrible. DC 12.
He made 12, yeah. So okay. Both of them made it.
So, 4 damage.
Alright. They both, like, kind of, like, tense up.
I turn around and take a deep breath and...
And they both kind of like have to grab onto the building, and you see little sparks of electricity going from their weapons to their bodies, and they're like making some jerky movements, and then I fucking Dragonbone.
I'm also going to cast a spell. I'm going to cast Spirit Weapon.
Alright.
And I'm going to put him right there.
Oh yeah.
Could you
turn this down even a little bit more, please? Yeah.
He's going to attack the guy I just electrocuted.
Nice.
So that is 18.
Yeah, it hits.
And that would be 12 damage.
Max damage.
What is your spiritual weapon? Dragon Claw?
Dragon Claw.
Alright, so... Yeah, basically the Dragon Claw just wraps around his head and squashes it. And you hear a sickening... And like, his body just falls limp, and he goes
down. And he goes away.
There you go. I got rid of one of those.
Gallagher style. Yeah, you pulled a full Gallagher on him. Would you like to do anything else, Corpse Grinder?
That's all I can do right now. All
right. Fucking more clerics. Darwin, he will full round on Hefthor again.
With advantage?
With advantage, yes. 3 and an 8. None of that's going to hit. That would be a 22. Are you going to shield again?
No, I'll take this one.
Okay. Alright, the first one misses, the second one, you take 14 piercing damage.
What?
You got stabbed.
Okay.
I rolled 2 fucking 4s. The third one misses as he tries to bash you with his shield.
The dice giveth and the dice taketh.
Wow. Lucky as fuck. Next.
Wasn't that lucky?
Yeah.
The rest of the was lucky.
Carvers, alright, one will attack with advantage on Half Thor.
Right. Still flanked.
6 and a 1.
Eat a dick.
Jeez. Yeah. Fuck these dice. Hey, I moved this yellow dice over and it lands on 20.
See, that's what you get for cussing your dice.
Remember that time we were supposed to be the new Carvers? Me too.
And then a 1.
Please tell me he hits his boss.
No, he does not.
Overthrust.
Oops, sorry, right. Boss. So, that one misses. One of them will
try to
move out of these invisible spikes, and then we'll take, what, 2d4? Or 2D4. Do I have to...
2d4 damage.
I don't get a save or anything?
Nope.
Oh, wait, how far does he move?
He moves, moves...
No ball.
I didn't mean to.
This is dumb, but he's not that smart, so he catty corners Azeem.
Where?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just a 5.
Yeah, if it would be, if it was one of those.
No, they both swung at you and missed.
Actually,
you can technically move still.
Yeah. Yeah, you should do that.
That's not. That's an attack.
I feel like his feet don't move. If his feet don't move, you know what I mean?
Actually, you know what?
No, that's what I'm saying is, would these guys still just be up in my grill, or would they try to get out?
No, you know what? They've been setting up flanking, so have that one move catty corner to set up a flank. How much damage did both of those
people take? Wait, he is flanking.
He was flanking.
He was flanking with his boss.
Oh, yeah.
So,
how much damage did that one take?
That homie takes four.
Four.
Poke, 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 poke.
All right, well, he hasn't... No, he has been damaged yet, but he only took
four. He got lightened.
So he's still up. He's like, he, like, steps on one of the spikes and pulls it out, and you could see it went right through his boot.
You should watch where you are walking.
Oh, what? They're invisible!
All right. How unfortunate for you.
Oh, you're telling me.
Anyway, come to die?
yeah. Oh, goody.
He will...
He moved himself into flanking, because all you gotta do is take a front foot step.
Luigi!
Have you met my friend Nadar? He's over there.
He will actually attack Azim, because he has not been having a lot of luck with Nadar.
I mean, I look much less armored.
You look much less threatening.
So I don't blame him.
Nat
little does he know.
20.
Oh, that's a hit.
Never mind. I was like, little does he know, Azim is a little just as dangerous as I am.
Have I'm nine. Piercing.
Takes nine.
So he's like, fuck you! And he stabs and he actually faints you. You go to dodge and he faints and comes in and stabs you directly in the shoulder. And he looks at his blade as if he's surprised that actually worked. He's like, oh, that does fucking work. And that's him.
All right, Morella.
I'm really nervous that this is going to, like, be too much, because I can barely hear you guys.
To be fair, it was sitting there right in front of you and pointed at you.
That is true.
How speakers work. They're directional.
Fuck off. I'm just worried that the mic.
That's all right. I'll just cut it off. We're fine. We're almost done now.
Yeah.
Next.
Looks like
Morella.
The bard. Who's on, you know, hovery land up here. Pretty safe.
She will use a bonus action to inspire Hapthor.
Strong.
My dwarven friend! Fear not! We have your back! Take a D8 inspiration.
I look up at her.
She winks at you.
I knew I'd like this one.
Wait. A little jealousy.
A bit.
That's true.
But now I'm busy.
And then she will...
I feel very Mediterranean all of a sudden.
I'm going to eat some olives.
Take her hand crossbow and shoot at the bandit behind. What's his face?
Rolls a 7.
Mm. 7's probably good enough. She's
bam.
7's good enough.
Yeah.
That's sneak attack damage. There's a lot of shit in the
armpit. Yeah, I know.
She's not a rogue.
She is not a rogue.
Good job stabbing Sabrina in the armpit.
She does 8 damage, though, with her hand. That was 1 from Max.
Oof.
And he, like, lances into his neck.
That, like, tiny little 6-inch dart.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
She then reloads it and kind of hangs it on her hip in one motion.
Impressive.
So,
She is very impressive.
I mean, as mentioned, Asim is
in lust.
What's the word? Twitter-pated.
All right, that's
Dravenia. To small children in Disney films. Tell me I'm wrong. Twitter-pated is the word for lust in Disney films, as Bambi taught us.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't watched Bambi since what? I was like
Bambi
7.
Since I was like, yeah.
Go back it's and the watch owl. That scene.
The owl's like explaining why Thumper's all
derp
like,
about yeah. this chick.
He's
yeah.
like, he's Twitter painted.
Right. He is lost and lost.
And then like Thumper, Flower and Bambi are both like, Twitter painted.
What's that?
That is hilarious.
Thank you guys for schooling me on Disney.
Happy to help. Look, this is the first Disney movie where some character, like,
gets
character's
laid.
Mother gets both laid and his mother gets killed.
Yeah. It's
pretty much on screen.
Yeah.
That's why I hated the movie.
The mom dies, but the dad survives.
Right.
That's weird.
That is not Disney. Normally, that is kind of Disney because think of Aladdin. Where was the mom? Jasmine had no mom, Aladdin had no mom. Where are these moms?
They like offing people, just period.
Disney's brute.
Oh,
that guy was crazy.
I'm perfectly
aware. Nothing was worse than Up. I'm sorry. That movie just like
that opening montage.
The opening, the closing,
and
the middle,
just everything. Like the middle when he was like, "Oh yeah, me and my dad used to go to this ice cream shop and then we'd play this game where I'd count the blue cards and he'd count the red cards. Oh, it's a pity my dad hates me and we haven't played that game in so long because he doesn't pay any attention to me." I was like, "Oh, poor little fat Asian boy." Damn this movie.
Dad can't relate.
I get it.
Alright, so I'm gonna shoot my crossbow.
The Big Hero 6 was kinda rough too.
Big Hero 6 is really rough.
Dude, legit.
Those guys were at Dragon Con. The guys who drew the original Big Hero 6 TV.
Really?
Yeah. When we were up on that third floor,
it's Man of Action.
Mm-hmm. Ouch.
That's gonna be a solid. Hold on. Not gonna hit.
That's a solid not gonna hit.
It's a solid thunk into that wall over there.
He ducks out of the way just in time and it goes into the ground.
And then I'm going to move us.
15, just death hovering over this asshole.
Right.
Fucking broom. God, now you got me doing it. Mirella dropped off the broom when she did that. So she's up on the roof.
So she's up on the roof?
Yeah, she's on the roof over there.
She's going to snipe these guys for me.
But wait, so she jumped off before I moved the broom?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she went first. It up, she...
Oh. Well, in that case, I'm not going to move.
All right.
Trying to get her to safety.
Bitch, get off the roof.
I know she's a capable person, but she's seen some shit, okay? All right. She knows some shit, so I'm trying to keep her
safe. She's much less worried about these guys than that drow she spoke of.
Fair.
Next.
Given how they go down like bitches, I mean, yeah. Oh, look, it's me.
They are a mercenary company. What do you want? Oh, good.
They're
advantage.
A mucinary company.
Mucinary company, I like it.
20 to hit.
Yep. He's already taken damage, hasn't he?
Oh.
Four from
six?
I think that does it.
No, it does not.
He had taken four from the
that's
thing.
Fine.
He also
four
took from the breath weapon.
Four from the breath weapon,
that was
too.
Breath weapon guy.
That's right. That was breath weapon guy. And yes, that doesn't.
Quarterstaff to the knee.
You invert his knee. He falls down. He falls back and impales his head on one of the spikes on the ground.
Those are invisible. Watch out, buddy. And then...
What?
This guy is exactly 20 feet away. I throw a shuriken at him.
This guy didn't ever try to move to get out.
Oh, you're right. He tries to get out.
Got a strength save.
Rolled a 7.
Didn't do it. He's still there.
He's like... it's like Dylan with the spider web all over again. He's literally trying to get out, but they keep, like, wrapping him up.
Yeah. Actually, note to self, DM has bad luck with restraining stuff.
Sure.
DM's bad at bondage.
Trying.
Look...
All right, you got something else you're
doing? I don't think I can actually freebie shuriken now that I think about it.
It have to be a melee attack.
Strike as a bonus action. So it's a bonus action, so if I go over there, I can punch him, but I cannot shuriken him as a bonus action.
All right, what would you like to do then?
So, yeah, what's your save on this?
There isn't.
When you just walk through, you take damage.
Every five steps, you take 2d4. This guy?
Yeah, this guy there.
Hey, you have advantage because he's restrained.
Yep. Stop it! Okay, it's not a crit. It's a 16 and a 19, which seems sufficient.
Yeah, it's sufficient.
So Yassim just comes over and is like, hammer blow!
Jesus Christ, damage again.
For 9.
He had not taken damage previously, so he's like, oh!
You've chosen the wrong
side. Why didn't I become a fisherman? Basically. Half Thor.
All right. Do I want... No, I don't want to waste my D8 on that.
No, that's probably not going to make it better enough.
But I will... Second wind.
All right, so what'd you roll to hit?
It's a 3 plus stuff.
3 plus... How much?
6. It's a 9.
Okay.
I don't think a 9 hits him.
No, but you still have to tell me.
Yeah. You know what?
You have to put your shame out there.
Fuck it, I'll use my D8.
Yeah.
Woo!
9 plus 7, so 16.
That is exactly his armor.
Yeah!
Fuck you.
Inspired. to get Rourke. Gotta love having a bard at a party.
So it's bards are great. It's 9.
Bards are fantastic.
Plus 4. Another 13 damage. And I will second wind. And take back 5.
Alright, so you blow the kiss at him, you look at him, and you're like, oh, I've got your number. And you take your greatsword around, but it's a rather telegraphed attack. And he goes to block it up, but you just feel so inspired that at the last moment you drop it down and lance into his leg, and a streak of blood goes everywhere. It bounces off his shield, but manages to get into his leg, and you do a fair amount of damage to his leg.
And he sees a few of my smaller wounds like start to smoke, and then they seal themselves up.
That's pretty boss.
Next.
Nadar.
All right, so...
There happens to be a man restrained and prone in front of you.
I know, but I'm looking at something else. I need him to make a will save, DC 14.
Oh, shit.
Are you going to claw him first?
No. Are you going to claw him?
Oh, I know what he's doing.
Canton? 18 on the die.
Sorry, man. All right. He I cast whole person, so it started
as much.
Nope.
He looks at you and says, shit.
And then...
Well...
I need D8.
Terrible.
13 on the die.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you realize you get advantage on this douche. Oh no, it's for your spiritual weapon.
But
max damage.
Max damage. So,
which is how much?
14 damage. No, I'm sorry, 12 damage.
Which one?
The boss.
No.
Oh, him?
Yeah.
Oh, then he's fucking dead.
The Dragon Claw does a large arc, and when it comes down, it continues its arc into like an uppercut thrust kind of thing, and the three claws go directly through his chest and lift him up and throw him down to the ground. He is dead.
Squish.
This battle has gone ill. Alright, so...
So now
for this guy...
Right. I've gotten rid of all that flanking.
Yeah. Most of it.
Ah, damn it.
I mean, there's that one guy I can still...
Alright.
Alright, B.
We're out on half farm. Really?
Triple miss?
What sacrifice did you make to what eldritch deity that made me just roll 2 2s and a 1?
Cthulhu?
Goat.
These are going on the fuck-off pile.
I've already banished 2 dice myself.
Where are my good dice?
No, I'm telling you.
They've been melted down.
I rolled excellent.
Good. I'm glad that it's working for somebody. I bought 3. You got the look you want.
Dice I buy at Dragon Con never work well for me.
Sorry, Dragon Con, we still love you. Please sponsor us.
Actually, no, that's not true. I've rolled several 20s. I'll stay.
I was about to say, you have done pretty well with those dice. I've seen you roll 20s.
Double 20 me?
Oh, shut up.
That sounds familiar.
Look, my dice rolled like a
2 2s and a 1. 3 dice. 2 2s and a 1.
Well, I believe that's something that you said to one of the others earlier.
Bullshit.
Okay.
So of course, I throw the dice over and it rolls a 17.
The 2 remaining carvers could go, I suppose.
Oh. Well, one just tries to get out of the restraint condition. Oh, I rolled another 7.
Not good enough.
So, is this guy going to attempt to flank me?
Yeah.
All right.
He takes how much damage?
2d4.
2d4.
Which means 5.
Poke.
And he will roll with advantage against you.
Enjoy it while you can.
It's
20.
Oh!
See what I mean?
Shield.
Oh, god damn it. Mirella!
I know I shouldn't do it for that fucking mook, but what the hell.
But it's hilarious.
At this point, it's just...
Mirella will just lock eyes with you, Azim. And she will just give you a wink. Have a D8 inspiration.
Oh, thank you.
Azim pitches the smallest tent.
I was about to say. It is also hard for you to walk. Good thing I'm wearing a robe.
That's true.
Alright, and then she will shoot at that bandit.
That was Kent. That was also Kent.
Alright, yeah, 23 hits.
Oh no!
She will do 5 more damage to that bandit who just took 5.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
She will go into like where you lumbar puncture somebody right at the base of your spine. He goes down to one knee, pulls it out, looks severely wounded, and then she will reload and that's her. Dravenia.
I'm going to try to shoot the big bee with my short bow.
All right.
Pew.
Does a 16 hit?
A 16 is his armor class.
Buzz off.
Got him.
9 damage.
Damage.
No, roll max. We have been maxing these.
Right, we are on points today.
You really are.
Hand of order.
In town. This was a terrible idea.
We've come to bring order to Umber.
I tried to scare them away. I did.
Top of the round, Azim.
This is the 3rd round.
Yeah.
Fourth.
So in 18 seconds, you guys have decimated pretty much this whole...
Yeah, most of the carvers are
we have destroyed an entire company in the city.
Good. They shouldn't have come against us.
That's true.
I was going into the bar...
Mirella has helped.
No,
she definitely has.
For sure.
I was going to that bar to try to negotiate for them to give the city aid to protect the city.
No.
Now there's no more fighters left in town.
Whoops.
Oops.
Nothing.
Uh-huh,
well,
yeah, bullshit.
There's this
maybe
it's early
sick.
Yeah, go ahead and roll with advantage, buddy.
God damn, it doesn't even matter. Well, 12 still hits, right?
Yep.
Thank the heavens.
Their actions have doomed the town.
9. Which seems like enough.
Yeah, he's already taken damage. He's dead.
Alright, stop moving. And then... How do you feel about wall running
to get over these spikes?
I feel like that would be an acrobatics check.
Okay. Asim is going to attempt to run, you know, through the dark so I can go through ally space and spaces of people bigger than me. Ooh. So that's 2 reasons. And jump at the edge of the spikes and run along the wall to try and come by and, like, drive by, kick this guy in the face.
So you're basically using...
I'm gonna step of the wind.
Yeah, your dash action
right.
bonus in your move to get across the spikes. But
right, you're just kick him in the face and keep going. And land over here. That's my plan.
I smell a lot of if off.
There's a lot of if coming off this plan. Actually, no, this dice probably better. All right, so acrobatics?
Sure.
18?
Good enough.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like you can also use your quarter staff to kind of aid.
Really pull
more.
That's how you start.
Yeah, I gotta get some. Because these spikes might be tall. I don't know. They turn invisible.
Well, comparatively to you, everything's tall.
Exactly. So I need that range.
Yeah. So you just like, you step off of Nadar's head, pull out over.
Right, like boing. Like come out with a spin kick. So 16?
That hits.
16 hits, yeah. You guys are just nicking his armor class every single time.
Wait, which one are you hitting? The move?
The boss.
The boss, okay.
Yeah!
Math?
For 9!
Guys, seriously.
Hup!
Oh, no!
I just broke part of my staff on that motherfucker.
Oh, no!
Sad.
Just the back end.
This material has not been as sturdy as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, me neither. I'm a little pissed.
Might need to talk to Hero Forge.
Now it's a Joe instead of a bow.
Whoops.
Be more careful with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, nice move. So you, like, kind of parkour,
and use your step of the wind to give you a natural speed. Just and you kind of do a spin on the way by and whack him in the head because he's not expecting.
Right. Where the fuck did this guy come from?
Yeah, from the wall and whacks him in the head.
Actually, I'd probably land here because of momentum.
And jump off the wall and you skid and you stand up.
Anime style.
And you're good.
That's me.
Hathor.
And Smith's key point.
You know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I know what you're doing.
I know what you're not doing.
I know what I'm not doing.
Would you like to move or bonus?
No, I'm just going to stand here and
toe-to-toe
be a target.
Nader.
What's up, Ralph?
Time to get my claw on.
This actually would have been a great time for the breath weapon.
Nada.
I'd have been okay with you hitting me.
Oh no!
That's gonna be a no.
Shiza, no.
Oh, man.
An unnatural one! Man. Not a natural one, Dad.
I know you guys know how I feel.
Mm. So, what were you trying to do?
Use
claw.
Oh, the claw.
Okay, so.
Well, I guess nothing really bad can happen to the claw. Might hit half Thor, that'd be fine.
The claw!
For me.
The claw.
How's this guy looking?
He's pretty.
Has he been touched?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he moved. He took five.
Right.
He did take five, yeah.
And then he took a bolt in the back.
Yes, he did. So he is looking extremely.
Oh, yeah.
Looking pissed.
He's taking 10.
Like an errant rock, or you could probably destroy this
guy. I'm going to do. I need a dexterity saving throw.
That's actually not bad. 13.
Not quite. It's 14.
Oh, just barely.
Sacred Flame, been a while.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's toast.
Do I get to add my wisdom to that?
Possibly.
No, it just says D8. So, 5 damage, radiant damage.
So, much like the Scarecrow, radiant, almost dragon flame descends from the sky and just... It hits into his chest, and he kind of explodes all over the goddamn place.
And what's funny is I'm standing right in front of him, so he has like a half-Thor silhouette of clean and then gore all over here.
Yeah.
Like beef stroganoff.
It does not look good compared to this leader, and he just saw the last of his compatriots get fucking got. And that's it.
Oh, and I'm on his escape route, sad face.
He's in a field of spikes. He has no escape route. He'd, like, die getting out.
That's...
Next.
I mean, fair.
That's it. That's all I can
do. That's all you can do.
My bonus is this guy.
He's gonna go for broke.
Not for broke.
Okay, you've gone, so you don't have that shield up anymore, right?
Yep.
Alright. That is a 21 and a 26 to hit.
Yep, those hit.
And a natural 1. So he hits you twice.
Mm-hmm.
Yay! I get to do damage!
Maybe enough to matter.
Maybe enough to matter.
He's got a name.
He seems rather determined and angry at the fact that one of his compatriots is now dead.
One.
Well, no, not one of his. He's like the guy behind you. He's like that all of his compatriots are dead, and he seems to be filled with this bloodlust.
Oh, well.
And,
I wish we didn't have to kill him. I would like to interrogate him.
The guards are probably almost here.
Probably.
Asim's had run-ins with them before, so he's very aware.
The first one was 14 damage.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
And the second hit was... Wow, lame. How did I roll 2 2s in a row? The second one was 8 damage.
All right.
And the third one, in the third shield bash, you manage to put your shield up and throw his shield off, and he takes another defensive stance.
I'm a little rough, but I'm not selling it. Like I'm infuriated that this greasy piece of shit has thought he could take us on in a fucking alley. I have no respect.
All right.
Carvers are dead,
but I might need a little healing.
Well,
sexual. Look at that gap between us.
There's a whole lot of spikes between here and there.
She will put her hand crossbow away. She will look at him.
Him who?
She will look at Berwyn, and she will blow a kiss at him.
But you can see her lips are moving as she blows the kiss, and then she will cast Dissonant Whispers on him.
What does that do? It's a new spell, am I?
He's basically going to make him hear voices in his head that drive him insane and take some damage.
All right. Oh,
mental fuckery.
He will make a Wisdom saving throw. Rolled a 2.
Ooh.
So, I'm pretty sure that's not enough.
Often a warlock spell.
Yeah. Wisdom is plus 1, so yeah.
Let him run away screaming.
The funny thing is...
Through the spikes.
The funny thing is... on a failed save, it takes 3d6 psychic damage.
Ooh.
Oh.
That is brutal.
That's 14.
Jesus.
Ooh. 2 sixes and a 2. It will take 14 damage.
Thanks for taking lots of damage.
And must immediately use his reaction, if available, to move as far as its speed allows away from you.
So he's going to take 1, 2, 3 fields of spikes.
Yeah. So please roll 6d4.
Gladly.
Oh. Good. So what's his speed?
So that was 14. His speed is 30.
Okay.
So
something about an attack of opportunity. If this doesn't kill him, or is he going over towards the side?
When you were forcibly moved, I don't think you get attack.
Huh?
No. This is considered a run.
I suppose it is. Attack of opportunity.
Forcibly move would be like a spell effect, like shoving somebody.
Well, he might go over here towards the wall.
Yeah, because if she's here, away from her,
so I can't reach there.
Half Thor could, though.
Oh, yeah. I do get an attack.
Certainly.
Oh,
so.
Damn it.
I don't think so. And I don't have the D8 anymore, right? Have I already used it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to be a 10.
Ooh,
it's not gonna hit.
That's going to be a lot of damage is what that's going to be.
So he took 14 from 10, the Dissonant Whispers, and how much?
14.
28 damage.
Spiky damage.
Oh, that is a lot.
Fuck me running.
No.
Shit.
That's exactly what happened. That's 18. That's 18 spiky damage. Because math.
32?
14, 18 is 32, yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
He basically just ran through a field of razor blades.
Pretty much. Like, I'm going to climb.
And it's funny because the spell specifically says you will not run into obvious dangers, but all of these spikes are invisible.
Right. Unobvious dangers.
He can't see the danger, so he would run through it. That is a fantastic spell combo.
Field of screams.
Field of screams, yes. All right. He is not happy about that. He is bleeding profusely.
Is that her turn?
Bloodied. Yeah, that'll be her turn. Actually, no. She uses a bonus action to say, "Well, Strutwash." Have a D8.
Okay.
The pretty girl noticed you.
Oh, man, senpai.
Oh, snap. Okay, you done?
That is Mirella, yes.
I cancel both of my spells.
Oh, good.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God.
Because I'm looking at it going, I've watched people die.
Yeah, I'm not
going
to do this.
You are keeping track of which of these are concentration, right? I didn't ask you about that.
Because
you can't have two concentration spells.
I think I've done this before, and I don't think that it is. Okay. But I could be completely wrong. Here, if you want to continue to...
That's the best of the matter. Fuck all those pedestrians inside.
Inside.
Don't want to kill the pets.
Might have already happened.
Nah, full words.
Anybody who was watching right at the window might be fucked.
Nah, full words.
Alright.
What would you like to do?
I'm going to cast something. Let's see. I need him to make a wisdom saving throw.
13.
Does not. Okay.
Oh, man.
So he's held.
So not only is he frightened for his life and just went over a field of spikes, then he's paralyzed.
Yeah.
I get to save at the end of every one of my rounds.
Yes.
I don't think there's going to be too many of those that go.
So, I... we need information. I'm flying down and talking. We need information out of him. I've held him in place.
Yeah.
For the time being, we need to get as much information out of him as we can.
He's not going
to
be able to talk while he's held.
Understood.
That is true. He can't
talk. And well, we can still, like, tie him up.
Need to beat the shit out of him, knock him unconscious, and tie him up.
That's my plan.
Yeah.
And I go next, so let me know.
Okay, so
we're going to tie somebody up again?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah!
Start pulling the MAGA holding out.
Talk, tie, papoose.
Yep.
Oh god. And then once we get that, we need to walk into that the fucking sea bitch's favor. Somebody want to explain this?
You lost your guy.
Oh my god.
You needed a second baby.
Yeah, you.
Non-lethal.
You have advantage and it is an automatic critical hit if you succeed.
Okay. Non-lethal.
Non-lethal.
I'll see who knows how to do this. 12 and 13 on the die. Plus many.
Plus many.
Like what?
That's a 20.
Okay.
So
automatic critical.
Auto crit. Sounds fantastic. Ooh, but not only if I can roll dice. That's still like a 9.
He takes it.
I will spend a key point to flurry. With more non-lethal.
Okay. Why not?
24.
Go well.
Hits.
24 hits, yeah.
And also 16, I believe, hits.
16 also hits.
Fantastic. Well, here's two more non-lethal crits for you.
You're just loving this, aren't you?
10.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh, Shiza.
I lost one. And this one's on a roll surface. God, I'm bad. It's another 8.
Okay. He is still up. You come up, bam, bam, bam! And you see him take all the hits, and you see him wince as he's paralyzed.
Like his eyes were too
slow. And he is still up.
That must be awful.
Hathor!
Your turn, buddy.
Shit, there's not a whole lot I can do, because...
Walk over and beat him.
Well, I can't get over to him in one round.
Oh, no, your speed's only 25!
Worst.
So then get over here.
I mean, you can double move. Here. It's not like he can...
double move behind him.
Okay, oh, good idea.
Breaks the paralysis.
So yeah, I will double move to get... I will flank him.
Just one.
Okay.
Just in case I need more advantage.
Of course. You know, I'm hoping Nadar can get up to me and give me a little something to...
little something, something.
Yeah, he didn't do a fair amount of damage to you, that's true.
If he hits me again, I'm down, so...
Alright.
Then it's Nadar's turn, so we'll find out.
Oh, you know what? I'm gonna... I forgot to tell him what he has disadvantage on, too.
Shit. You did. Yep. He hasn't made any saves yet.
Though, so. Just one for paralysis.
Checked. Or checked, yeah.
It's not a check. So.
Get HP back.
Oh, yeah.
You.
Better.
Healing word. Mm. Alright, my turn. I get to... there's a save in my future. Rolled a 2.
Doesn't save.
Marilla.
Marilla will make an athletics check to jump down.
Right into the spikes. What?
Spikes are gone.
Spikes are gone.
They just look invisible.
She rolled 13, so... 6, a couple points of damage, but she's fine. She's not prone, so she's down.
Okay.
Why didn't she just, like, hang and drop? It would have been a lot easier.
Well, that was the athletics check.
Dravinia.
All right, so... I fly to there.
Are you still 30 feet up?
No, I fly down, like 5 feet, just hovering.
No.
Top of the round, it seems.
This seems like the better spot.
Yes, that's where I was.
You hear the impending footsteps of many guards.
We have run out of time. Non-lethal.
Non-lethal.
20 hit.
Come on. 20 hits.
13.
His eyes roll back.
Grab him. We must go. And I take off. Where do I hear the footsteps coming from?
Down both sides of the street.
So like this way?
Yeah.
Okay.
You
come. We must go.
Put him over the...
I see him in carrying shit.
No, put him over the room.
I don't have it. So that's on you.
He is rather heavy.
So do that.
True.
He is a large individual.
I lifted him.
But Asim runs.
Yeah, you, this can
you got him.
Yeah.
You got him.
But while I was doing that.
But half Thor goes before you get to do that.
All right, we're essentially out of combat at this point.
11 HP back to you.
Ooh, feel better. All right, so you guys have knocked him out. All the carvers are dead on the street. Morello runs up to you and says, yes, yes, we must go.
Yeah.
And you guys make a group stealth check. So
how do we do that?
Hold on. That
all of you roll
that stealth. Thing where I get to move double speed in cities in non-combat applies to the whole party.
Wait, hold on.
Are
how?
You fucking serious?
Are you shitting me?
Watch me.
Watch me.
That sounds cheating.
Get mad because apparently this is a thing they felt was totally fine to put into a background for somebody. I cannot make this shit up.
That sounds cheaty as fuck.
Oh my god, that's awful.
City secrets. Right page, bottom.
See your parents full cities and passes through your father, others would miss. When you're not in combat, you and companions you lead can travel between any two locations in the city twice as fast as your speed would normally allow.
My time to shine, bitches! Let's get the fuck away from these guards! So, you guys... Come, I know the way.
Yeah, you guys follow Azim, and he's been here for a couple weeks, and evidently in those couple of weeks he did some scouting in the city and found every secret back way, sewer cover, through somebody's house, every single shortcut there is to find in the city, and you guys leave these guards in the fucking dust with... I mean, you can carry this guy no problem, 19 strength, so you just... Leave the guards in the dust. Where do you go?
The nearest gate. We plan to leave. It's time to leave.
Okay.
The horses. They'll be here later.
No, the nearest gate is the southern gate.
Good enough.
So you guys make your way there.
Wait,
are guards.
I was about to say, there's guards.
Put them in the bag.
That's what I was about to say.
All the way in the bag. It's 10 minutes of air.
We need to tie them up.
Fine.
Roll a medicine check, Nadar.
That'll be 18 on the die. And you know I'm proficient at medicine, so that would be a 24.
You know that he will be out for several hours.
Never mind. Let's go. Tied it up. And I stuff it back into my breastplate.
Oh, that's good. Oh, no. We're smuggling dudes out of the city.
Oh, God. All right, so that happens, you guys.
So we nonchalantly approach the gate.
You are not stopped. Because you travel. Your slowest member travels at 50.
We're all horses now.
I think horses would slow you down.
In the city.
Let's head to the Recluse's Redoubt.
Yes.
But for some reason, as soon as you pass the city gate, all of you, like, just lose all of your speed.
We're tired. There's nothing to cut through now. There's no shortcuts on the road.
No shortcuts.
You just gotta...
And we're out of breath. We run through the alleys.
That was quite the escape.
Most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. I'm never throwing you inside a city again.
I do not make the rules.
All right, so...
You only break them.
Yes, I mean...
Yes, I just told the party with the druid in it, we're never putting you in a city again.
Aw, damn it.
Thank you!
Why don't I think about these things? Why don't I think these things through?
Ah, darn. Okay, now you're gonna be in tunnels underground.
Yes! The dwarf, god damn it, fine!
They're everywhere!
Fuck it! Play in the water! Start making con saves, fuckers!
Dragons have a swim speed.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch!
Bronze dragon.
I can turn into a.
Play in fire! Fuck all of you!
Dragons is precious.
Oh! That Azer was my babysitter.
I quit. Someone else, DM.
All right, you're all in the tavern. It's on fire.
Ah!